Jeremiah chapter 49. Concerning the Ammonites, thus says Yahweh, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does their king inherit Gad, and his people dwell in his cities? Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will cause an alarm of war to be heard in Rabbah of the Ammonites, and it shall be a desolate heap, and her daughters shall be burned with fire. Then shall Israel be heir to them that were his heirs, says Yahweh. Howl, O Heshbon, for I is spoiled. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, gird you with sackcloth, lament, and run to and fro by the hedges, for their king shall go into captivity, and his priests and his princes together. Why glory you in the valleys, your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter, that trusted in her treasures, saying, who shall come unto me? Behold, I will bring a fear upon you, says the Lord Yahweh of hosts, from all those that are about you, and you shall be driven out, every man right forth, and none shall gather up him that wanders. And afterward I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, says Yahweh. Concerning Edom, thus says Yahweh of hosts, is wisdom no more into man? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Flee you, turn back, dwell deep, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him. If grape gatherers come to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, they will destroy till they have enough. But I have made Esau bare, I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren, and his neighbours, and he is not. Leave your fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says Yahweh, behold, they whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have assuredly drunk, and are you he that shall altogether go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, says Yahweh, that Bozrah shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all the cities thereof shall be perpetual wastes. I have heard a rumour from Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent to the heathen, saying, gather you together, and come against her, and rise up to the battle. For, lo, I will make you small among the heathen, and despised among men. Your terribleness has deceived you, and the pride of your heart, O you that dwell in the clefts of the rock, that hold the height of the hill. Though you should make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says Yahweh. Also, Edom shall be a desolation. Every one that goes by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss at all the plagues thereof. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbour cities thereof, says Yahweh, no man shall remain there, neither shall a son of man dwell in it. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of the Jordan against the habitation of the strong, but I will suddenly make him run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time, and who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear the counsel of Yahweh that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes that he has purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitations desolate with them. The earth is moved at the noise of their fall, at the cry, the noise thereof was heard in the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly as the eagle, and spread his wings over Bozrah. And at that day shall the heart of the mighty men of Edom be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings, they are faint-hearted, there is sorrow on the sea, it cannot be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble, and turns herself to flee, and fear has seized on her, anguish and sorrows have taken her, as a woman in labour. How is the city of praise not left, the city of my joy? Therefore her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, says Yahweh of hosts. And I will kindle a fire in the walls of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, shall smite, thus says Yahweh, arise you, go up to Kedar, and spoil the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks shall they take away, they shall take to themselves their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels, and they shall cry unto them, fear is on every side. Flee, get you far off, dwell deep, O you inhabitants of Hazor, says Yahweh, for Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you, and has conceived a purpose against you. Arise, get you up to the wealthy nation that dwells without care, says Yahweh, which have neither gates nor bars, which dwells alone. And their camels shall be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle a spoil, and I will scatter it. And I will scatter into all winds them that are in the utmost corners, and I will bring their calamity from all sides thereof, says Yahweh. And Hazor shall be a dwelling for dragons, and a desolation for ever. There shall no man inhabit there, nor any son of man dwell in it. The word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. And upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation where the outcasts of Elam shall not come. For I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before them that seek their life, and I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger, says Yahweh, and I will send the sword after them, till I have consumed them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from there the king and the princes, says Yahweh. But it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam, says Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 50. The word that Yahweh spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare you among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish, and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there comes up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, says Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh their God. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces toward it, saying, come, and let us join ourselves to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. For, lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From there she shall be taken, their arrow shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall be a spoil, all that spoil her shall be satisfied, says Yahweh. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O you destroyers of my heritage, because you have grown fat as the heifer at grass, and bellow as bulls. Your mother shall be greatly confounded, she that bore you shall be ashamed. Behold, the last of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Because of the wrath of Yahweh, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goes by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about. All you that bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against Yahweh. Shout against her round about. She has given her hand, her foundations are fallen, her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of Yahweh. Take vengeance upon her, as she has done, do unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handles the sickle in the time of harvest. For fear of the oppressing sword, they shall turn every one to his people, and they shall flee every one to his own land. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria has devoured him, and last this Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones. Therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land as I have punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and in that time, says Yahweh, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Go up against the land of Merathaim, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod, waste and utterly destroy after them, says Yahweh, and do according to all that I have commanded you. The sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut apart and broken? How has Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for you, and you are also taken, O Babylon, and you were not aware. You are found and also caught, because you have striven against Yahweh. Yahweh has opened his armory and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation, for this is the work of the Lord Yahweh of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border, open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly, let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks, let them go down to the slaughter, woe unto them. For their day has come, the time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahweh our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all you that bend the bow, camp against it round about, let none thereof escape, recompense her according to her work, according to all that she has done, do unto her, for she has been proud against Yahweh, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, says Yahweh. Behold, I am against you, O you most proud, says the Lord Yahweh of hosts, for your day has come, the time that I will visit you. And the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up, and I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all round about him. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. Yahweh of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, says Yahweh, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the lairs, and they shall be foolish. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is the land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the island shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited for ever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbour cities thereof, says Yahweh, so shall no man inhabit there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. They shall hold the bow and the lance, they are cruel and will not show mercy, their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon the horses, every one put in array, like a man to the battle against you, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon has heard the report of them, and his hands became feeble, anguish took hold of him, and pangs as of a woman in labour. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of the Jordan to the habitation of the strong, but I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me, and who will appoint me the time, and who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear you the counsel of Yahweh that he has taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he has purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. Jeremiah chapter 51. Thus says Yahweh, behold, I will raise up against Babylon, and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. And I will send to Babylon fanners that shall fan her, and shall empty her land, for in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. Against him that bends, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifts himself up in his armour, and spare you not her young men, destroy you utterly all her host. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel has not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of Yahweh of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of Yahweh's vengeance. He will render to her a recompense. Babylon has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunk of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain. If so be she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go every one into his own country, for her judgment reaches to heaven, and is lifted up even to the skies. Yahweh has brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of Yahweh our God. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. Yahweh has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his device is against Babylon, to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of Yahweh, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon, make the watch strong, set up the watchman, prepare the ambushes, for Yahweh has both devised and done that which he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. O you that dwell upon many waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come, and the measure of your covetousness. Yahweh of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill you with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against you. He has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heaven by his understanding. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapours to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings with rain, and brings forth the wind out of his treasuries. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. You are my battle axe and weapons of war, for with you will I break in pieces the nations, and with you will I destroy kingdoms, and with you will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with you will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With you also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with you will I break in pieces old and young, and with you will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with you the shepherd and his flock, and with you will I break in pieces the ploughman and his yoke of oxen, and with you will I break in pieces captains and rulers. And I will render to Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, says Yahweh. Behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain, says Yahweh, which destroys all the earth, and I will stretch out my hand upon you and roll you down from the rocks, and will make you a burnt mountain. And they shall not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but you shall be desolate for ever, says Yahweh. Set you up a standard in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz, appoint a captain against her, cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains thereof, and all the rulers thereof, and all the land of his dominion. And the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of Yahweh shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holds. Their might has failed. They became as women. They have burnt her dwelling places. Her bars are broken. One runner shall run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken at one end, and that the passages are stopped, and the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are frightened. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has swallowed me up like a dragon. He has filled his belly with my delicacies. He has cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, shall Jerusalem say. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will plead your cause and take vengeance for you, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. And Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment and a hissing without an inhabitant. They shall roar together like lions, they shall yell as lions whelp. In their heat I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken, that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep, and not awaken, says Yahweh. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. How is Sheshach taken? And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How has Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? The sea has come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land, and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwells, neither does any son of man pass thereby. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yes, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go you out of the midst of her, and deliver you every man his soul from the fierce anger of Yahweh. and lest your heart faints and you fear for the rumour that shall be heard in the land, a rumour shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumour, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoilers shall come to her from the north, says Yahweh. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. You that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still, remember Yahweh afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, says Yahweh. A sound of a cry comes from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because Yahweh has spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered. Because the spoiler has come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken, for Yahweh God of recompenses shall surely repay. And I will make drunk her princes and her wise men, her captains and her rulers and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not awaken, says the King, whose name is Yahweh of hosts. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gate shall be burned with fire. And the people shall labour in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Seraiah the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign, and this Seraiah was a quiet prince. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, even all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Seraiah, when you come to Babylon and shall see and shall read all these words, then shall you say, O Yahweh, you have spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate for ever. And it shall be when you have made an end of reading this book, that you shall bind a stone to it, and cast it into the midst of the Euphrates. And you shall say, thus shall Babylon sink, and shall not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of Yahweh it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, till he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and built forts against it round about. So the city was besieged to the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, the famine was severe in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah, in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He slew also all the princes of Judah in Riblah. Then he put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in chains and carried him to Babylon and put him in prison till the day of his death. Now in the fifth month, in the tenth day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard which served the king of Babylon, into Jerusalem, and burned the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and all the houses of the great men burnt he with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard broke down all the walls of Jerusalem round about. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive certain of the poor of the people, and the residue of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away, that fell to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the multitude. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left certain of the poor in the land for vine dressers and for husbandmen. Also the pillars of brass that were in the house of Yahweh, and the bases, and the brazen sea that was in the house of Yahweh, the Chaldeans broke, and carried all the brass of them to Babylon. The cauldrons also, and the shovels, and the snuffers, and the bowls, and the spoons, and all the vessels of brass with which they ministered, took they away. And the basins, and the firepans, and the bowls, and the cauldrons, and the candlesticks, and the spoons, and the cups, that which was of gold in gold, and that which was of silver in silver, took the captain of the guard away. The two pillars, one sea, and 12 brazen bulls that were under the bases, which King Solomon had made in the house of Yahweh, the brass of all these vessels was without weight. And concerning the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, a fillet of 12 cubits did compass it, and the thickness thereof was 4 fingers, it was hollow. And a capital of brass was upon it, and the height of one capital was 5 cubits, with network and pomegranates upon the capitals round about, all of brass. The second pillar also, and the pomegranates were like unto these. And there were 96 pomegranates on a side, and all the pomegranates upon the network were 100 round about. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, the second priest, and the 3 keepers of the door. He took also out of the city a eunuch which had the charge of the men of war, and 7 men of them that were near the king's person, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, who mustered the people of the land, and 80 men of the people of the land that were found in the midst of the city. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. And the king of Babylon smote them and put them to death in Riblah, in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive out of his own land. These are the people whom Nebuchadrezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 3,000 Jews and 23. In the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 25th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the 1st year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison, and spoke kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. And for his diet, there was a continual diet given him by the king of Babylon, every day a portion, until the day of his death, all the days of his life.